There was the federal bailout of Bear Stearns, then Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, then this week the $85 billion takeover of AIG. Some economists say all this government intervention smacks of socialism. Others say the only alternative was catastrophe. NPR's Frank Langfitt examines the debate over the new and extraordinary role the Feds are playing on Wall Street.
It's come to this. One prominent economist now refers to the U.S. as, quote, the United Socialist State Republic of America. And he calls Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson comrade. Okay, it's hyperbole. But other economists aren't happy with all the government intervention either. Don Boudreau is a professor at George Mason University in Virginia. He says that by loaning AIG $85 billion and taking a huge stake in the company, the government is turning the rules of capitalism upside down.
The basic tenets of capitalism are that you're free to take whatever risks you want as long as you're willing to bear the cost for those risks. And you get the upside of it, too. If you have huge gains, great, you get the gains. But no one helps bail you out or subsidize you.
Boudreau says the government is now serving as a safety net for a corporate titan that should have known better. And taxpayers are stuck with the risk. Boudreau worries about the precedent.
Other firms, either tomorrow or next year, are going to suffer problems. And there'll be political calls to treat those firms in the same way.
There's also, Boudreau says, an issue of fairness. The government has come to the rescue of a multinational that threatens global finance. But if you're an ordinary citizen, don't count on the same treatment.
I had a friend write to me this morning. He was being facetious, of course, but he wrote to me this morning saying that he owns a coffee shop. He employs six people, and, you know, things are a little tough. He was asking me if I thought he could go to Secretary Paulson and ask for a bailout.
Tyler Cowen is a fellow economist at George Mason. He says the last time the federal government intervened like this in the financial sector was Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. And even then, not at this pace. As to a government recently taking a huge stake in a private company,
I did some Googling this morning, and I tried to learn in what other countries has this happened. The only example I could find was Ethiopia. Now, when you're sharing your policy space with Ethiopia and no one else, it's not exactly a good sign.
There are no attractive choices.
That's Lawrence Summers. He served as Treasury Secretary under President Clinton. Summers says the risks were so great, the government had to be bold.
The thinking here was that by moving to contain the situation, ultimately risks would be reduced. You know, it's very tempting to always think that the government should just stand back and let the private sector sort these problems out. That's the kind of thinking that made the Depression great.
The government decided that AIG was so intertwined with the global banking system that the company's collapse could have a cascading effect. Mark Zandi is co-founder of MoodysEconomy.com, a research website. He says that if unchecked, the financial crisis could slam the broader population.
What if the Fed and Treasury did not step in aggressively, and in fact they were right? Then the impact on the economy, on jobs, on incomes, on profits, and therefore on tax revenue would be even more serious.
Zandi also says the government has an important psychological role to play at times like these.
You know, the financial markets are built on faith and trust, and there's no way to restore that faith and trust without the help of an aggressive federal government.
Judging from the continued volatility in the stock market, we have a long way to go before that faith is restored. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.